This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Offman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are going to talk to Chris Russell coming up in about 45 minutes. Anthony, anybody else that we're waiting to hear from right now on the guest front?
No. I mean, only people we're waiting to hear from, Commanders PR and Steelers PR. I mean, Eagles PR.
With the injury report.
Yeah.
Yeah, which comes 90 minutes before kickoff.
Yeah,
so about an hour from right now. All right. So here's the question I have right now for you, Anthony, slash one for me to answer myself. If the Commanders win, then blank. If you are the Commanders and you lose, then blank. And it's really not even if you are the Commanders. If the Commanders win, blank, fill in the blank. If the Commanders lose, fill in the blank. Which one do you want to fill in first?
I would like to fill in if the Commanders lose first.
Be my guest.
I think if the Commanders lose, I think questions about Cliff Kingsbury may arise.
Ooh, I see. I think where you're going with this.
Keep going. I'm just saying, again, we saw Cliff in Arizona. We saw the hot starts that they used to get out to, 7-1, 6-0, things of that nature. And I'm going to say the offense the last couple of weeks hasn't looked as pristine as it did to start the season. And I'm not sure if teams have caught on to, you know, what Cliff was accustomed to doing early in the season. And if the offense isn't clicking, because I think – after the first 4 weeks, everybody was saying, all right, the offense is going to win this game. As long as we got Jaden Daniels, that's what John Allen said. As long as you got Jaden Daniels, you have a chance. But Jaden Daniels hasn't been able to, you know, utilize his legs. He hasn't had, I guess he's missed on a couple of throws, but the offense still hasn't looked the part that it did early in the season. So I think if we lose, questions about the offense may arrive.
That is a really interesting and I think worthy discussion point as a hypothetical, because the Commanders, look, their scoring has not exactly tailed off outside of the Chicago game, right? They scored 27 against Pittsburgh.
Yep.
They scored 27 against the Giants and took a knee at the 1 yard line at the end. So they could have easily gotten 30. They scored 18 against Chicago and they scored 40 in the game he got hurt in against Carolina. So they haven't exactly really slowed the scoring trend unless you say, well, hey, they scored 38, 42, 34. And then since then, they've only scored 40 once. Oh, boo-hoo. They've only scored 30 once. But again, we have the caveat of the Giants game where they took a knee at the end to, when they were on the one-yard line and could have just as easily gotten across the 30 threshold. I do think that there is some the reason I think that is interesting, despite those numbers not really changing that much, is I think there is some truth to your larger point. I think that there are some things the Commanders did earlier in the year that teams have latched onto. For instance, Logan talked about this one on Take Command because I asked him about it and he was just like, yep, nope, this could be a theory. The Commanders love to call screens on the fringe of the red zone. So they get in that high red, like 20, between the 20 and the 40, right? Just get in the strike zone, if you will. They love a screen there. And they probably even love a screen on like second and whatever, more specifically. I'd have to go back and look at the down distances. But teams that employ the types of like advanced scouting and whatever, like that's part of the things that they take notes on. And when they present certain situational football stuff in the team meetings, like they've had their defensive quality control coach go and chart every single situation and screen and this. And it's like, they like to run screens in XYZ and second and long, they love to blah, blah, blah. I just haven't done that amount of detail because my full-time job isn't to pour through every single snap of the Commanders at all times and then present it in a defensive meeting. But definitely that high red area is an area where teams are on the cliff. So what's the solution? He can call screens in other areas of the field and he can stop calling them there. Just for now, mix it up. Or can you even do some kind of fake screen and leak someone upfield? Or, you know, they've tried some other stuff where they try to like, you know, fake one way, fake this way, come back the other way type of deal. Actually kind of wonder, I think the screen that Jaden got sacked on last week was just got blown up.
Yeah,
but there's also a chance that was a quarterback draw where they tried to screen both sides and basically get everyone to run out of the way and then let Jaden run up the middle. And it just got sniffed out. So like there are definitely aspects that Cliff is, you know, they're onto him. But Cliff has said, and Dan has said, like, hey, if you think you've seen our whole playbook, like, you don't know what's coming. So they seem to have some stuff in the bag. The question is, in game, in the heat of battle, can they pull out the different stuff at the right spot? I also do think that this defense is somewhat called, or this offense, like, is the floor is really high, I guess is how I would say, because Jaden is just super accurate. The scrambling, assuming that gets back. All of that stuff just puts a floor underneath you where you can still, oh my God, they're on to us. We only scored 25 a game instead of 35.
Yeah.
25 a game still puts you as a top 10 offense in the NFL.
No questions.
But I do think that if they want to be the best version of themselves and if they want the defense, who actually is playing down in, down out, far better than they were earlier in the season, mm-hmm. to be at their absolute best, they need that support from the offense. And so I think that's a really, really interesting and good point. One that if they lose, hopefully, we don't have to do this, but we should come back to tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it should be blown out of proportion. I think the offense is doing, you know, putting up enough numbers. But at the same, to like your point, we're leaning primarily on the offense to carry us through these games. I'm not saying we can ignore what the defense is doing, but our main focus has been the offense all season long.
No doubt about it. If the Commanders win, then what? What's the short version of this? Then we get to our pick six at six.
If the Commanders win, everybody in the NFC, in the NFC needs to be on notice. We lost to the Steelers coming off a bye week by 1 point without our lead horse in Brian Robinson.
And a starting tackle and a half.
Yeah, exactly. And then we went out here and beat the Eagles, who have been playing as good as any team the last 5 weeks, offensively and defensively. So I think that would deserve some recognition from everybody around the league, putting everybody on notice. We can compete. We can beat good teams. And that Bengals team we beat earlier in the season is also a good team. So stop trying to discredit us.
So is the freaking Cardinals. They haven't beat anybody.
That too, okay. Craig.
Except for the Bengals that are really good offensively and better than the record, down in, down out, et cetera, and might wind up making the playoffs. And the Cardinals are 6-4 and leading their division. And Washington destroyed them. Also, Carolina's got 3 wins all of a sudden. So take that. Yeah.
Yeah.
What up?
Yeah.
We're beating with Marcus Mariota, 40-7. I'm kidding on Carolina part. All right. When we get back, this is a Friday tradition for us going into Sunday games. But here on a Thursday, going into a Thursday game, we're going to pick the 6 players that we think are most important in this matchup. We call it our pick 6 at 6. And it's next on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 on a Burgundy and Gold Game Day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.